The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled, not a bone of it will be broken. And again, another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. The Gospel of the Lord. They will look upon him whom they have pierced. That is the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, and we usually pray, make our hearts like unto yours. Can your heart be like Jesus' heart? Is it possible that your heart, as you're looking at me, your heart will be like the heart of Jesus? Is it possible? You nodding your head? Really? Your heart can be like the heart of Jesus? Wow, you must be a superman or a superwoman, right? To do that. It's not possible. If our hearts were to be like the heart of Jesus, the world would be what one perfect, loving place. If our hearts would be like the heart of Jesus, our families would be one perfect, loving homes. If our hearts were to be like the heart of Jesus, our workplaces would be wonderful, loving places. If our hearts were to be like the heart of Jesus, our institutions would be wonderful. But our hearts seek and have to seek being like the heart of Jesus. That is why that prayer, make my heart like unto yours. Jesus, meek and humble of heart. When I was reading the Magnificat this morning, this line stood out so strongly for me, and I want to run with it. It says, love exists when we are wounded. This is Sister Ida Petteri. She says, love exists when we are wounded. And the last line of the gospel said, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. This gospel passage gives us the picture of the crucifixion and how the soldiers came to kill them finally after having executed them on the cross. So they wanted to quicken the death. So they came to the first and crushed the leg. Those are the criminals crucified alongside Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they noticed that he was already dead. But it didn't end there. See how divine providence works for the salvation of humanity. So they took a sword and pierced his heart. And he said, blood and water flowed out. This blood and water is still flowing out. And that is the Eucharist that we celebrate. When we do the commingling of the water and wine, by the mixture of this water and wine, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. That is what the priest says. When I mix the water and the wine, it's commingling. And this water and wine become the blood of Jesus. So we say, may this commingling of this water and wine make us to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself in order to share in our humanity. Love exists when we are wounded. Jesus offered himself on the cross. And this sister says, see the wound in the heart. How did Jesus get this wound? When he was on the cross, a spear was thrust into his heart. He did not run away. This is love. His love is more than just a good feeling. Love exists when we are wounded. Our Lord said, my heart is open to all those who wish to come in and go out and come in again. Those who wish to come in, they come in and they even go out, and it's still open for them to come in again. So when we think about St. Mary Margaret Alacoque and the origin of this solemnity existed even before then. This solemnity is a solemnity that exists from the beginning, from the Trinity, from the love of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that is what St. Paul tries to chronicle in the second reading of today. St. Paul tells us, says, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted, grounded in love. Have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses human knowledge. What an amazing way to capture this. The love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name or its title. And this love makes you to be what? To be rooted and grounded in faith, so that you may know the height and the depth, the width, the breadth of God's love for you. The first reading, God captures this love for Israel, for Jacob. And Ephraim, he says, I took care of Ephraim from when he was little. And then he started growing up. But Ephraim and the people of Israel departed me. But God did not stop there. He says, my heart is overwhelmed. That's what the prophet Hosea said. My heart is overwhelmed. My pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God, not man. So when you say your heart is like the heart of Jesus, this is God, for I am God, not man. So God continues to care for us in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus offers this heart that is wounded. Love exists when we are wounded. That is what Christ did on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That is what Jesus did. The crown of thorns on his head
You can't wear a crown of thorns. You cannot do that. It's not fun. And it's not just worn for 1 second and removed, right? It's worn for a length of time until death. That is what Jesus did. The cross is a strong sign of his love. Carry this cross. Love exists when we are wounded. His clothing was stripped. And not just stripped, it was stripped and blood rolled out. Love exists when we are wounded. Met the mother on this torturous journey, carrying the cross, heading to be killed. Met the mother. Love exists when we are wounded. The women of Jerusalem came out and were crying. And Christ, in the midst of his suffering, consoled them, offered compassion. Love exists when we are wounded. Upon the cross, he was abused and mocked. And Jesus offered mercy. Love exists when we are wounded. This is the love of Jesus. The love that welcomes the prodigal son back. The love that goes after the straying sheep. The love that offers until the end. And that is why at the Last Supper, Jesus loved those who are his own in the world. And the Bible says he loved them to the end. That is the heart of Jesus. And that is where the origin of the heart as the sign or symbol of love came from. So you know, it is this love uniting Jesus and the mother to offer mercy for us. That is why we call the heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary two hearts of love. So when you see the world today using emoji, right? Emoji. Jesus started that emoji of love. And today we use it carelessly. Do we recognize the meaning of that? Love is not just a feeling. Love is not just an emotion. Love is a sacrifice. Love is a willing self-giving of one for the sake of the beloved. And that is what Jesus did for us. This sister went on to talk about this love in the parent-child relationship. And she says, this is so much part of loving. Parents do this with their children. How many times children hurt their parents and they come back and their parents' heart is always open to them? Love exists when we are wounded. If you love and you declare that you love, then you have to make sacrifices. And that is why loving is not an easy task. If you understand what it means, in marriage, it's not an easy task to stay in love. Is that not correct? It's not easy to stay in love, even in marriage, because it involves sacrifice. You can walk out anytime if love is only an emotion. If love is only a feeling, you can walk out anytime. But you don't walk out because love exists when we are wounded. And if we unite our love with the love of Jesus Christ, then our love is transformed from being mere feeling. I love you because of your height. I love you because of your color. I love you because of your intelligence. I love you because of your physical beauty. That is not what it is. It goes beyond that to understand this self-giving for the sake of Christ, who has loved us to the end. I started reading this book. I haven't gone very far in it, but this book, the title is No Turning Back, A Witness to Mercy. This book is written by a priest, Donald Calloway. I'm sure some of you might have heard this name. This man writes about his conversion. the story of his conversion. And in fact, the introductory line alone is so captivating. This is a book that once you start reading it, if you have another thing to do, you cannot go there. He says, when I was a teenager, if someone had told me I would one day be a Roman Catholic priest, writing a book about my life and telling the remarkable story of my conversion to people around the world, I would have said, you are crazy. I am going to smoke a joint. Now get out of my face. Even today, it still amazes me that I am a priest. What you are about to read is the story of my conversion, what Jesus and Mary have done to my life, bringing me out of darkness and atheism to the fullness of truth in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And the conversion is still ongoing. No turning back. That's a strong caption. And that captures the love of Jesus for us and the love that Jesus is inviting us into. My dear friends, the love of Jesus helps us to reflect on our own loving and on how much we are there for God and for one another. You might have been wounded. You might have felt hurt. You might have been disappointed. You might have even been depressed because of love. The love of Jesus strengthens you. And that is what Jesus is offering us. When you say, I love you, always mean it. And when you mean it, take it to Jesus. He takes care of the rest because he is the origin of love and he is the one who knows how to love. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto yours. Amen.